Mark your calendars for February 20th, Wisconsin spring primary. That's tomorrow. The primary is for local nonpartisan offices, depending on where you live. Joining us now to talk about everything voters need to know to cast a ballot is Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Megan, thanks for joining us on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
So the spring primary is not where we're selecting presidential candidates. So what exactly are people going to be voting on tomorrow?
So tomorrow's election is the spring nonpartisan primary in Wisconsin. This is where you're going to select who you want to run in the general election in April for some of your local contests. So things like your alderperson, your mayor, there may be judges, town board members, county board members. So those local races mostly where they're not affiliated with a partisan party, that's what the spring elections are typically for. And so tomorrow is the primary to decide of those local candidates who will continue on to the April ballot.
There are some people who are going to vote no matter what. You know, some people take it as a point of pride. So will all Wisconsinites have elections tomorrow? And if so, how can voters find out exactly what's going to be on their ballot?
Not everyone has a primary tomorrow. As a matter of fact, there are only about 300 primaries that are happening across Wisconsin tomorrow. And Wisconsin has more than 1,850 municipalities. So most people don't have a primary tomorrow, but you can find out by going to myvote.wi.gov. And then you're going to enter in your address and it will show whether or not you have a primary tomorrow, and it'll even show you who's going to be on your ballot at tomorrow's primary election.
So the polls are opening up at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wisconsin is a state where people can register at the polling place. So what does someone need to bring with them if they're going to be registering at the polling place in order to vote tomorrow?
So if you need to register tomorrow, and you'll need to register if this is your first time voting in Wisconsin. You'll also need to register if your name or your address has changed. And in order to do that, first you're going to fill out a registration form with your election official tomorrow at the polls. And then you're going to need to show them a proof of residence document. So this is something with your current name an address on it. It could be something like a utility bill or a bank statement. It can even be your Wisconsin driver license or state ID card, as long as it has your current name and your current address on it. And also don't forget, whether you're registered to vote or not, everybody needs to bring a photo ID to the polls to vote.
Megan, we've heard a lot about election security and fairness issues since 2020, especially since former President Donald Trump's false claims of election fraud. Has the Election Commission here in Wisconsin issued any new guidance to clerks or done anything that's focused on increasing security and fairness since then?
So the commission meets on a regular basis to review, you know, processes, review court rulings, and to put out additional information to implement those court rulings. And so they've continued to do that. That being said, there haven't been any huge changes that have been implemented, but there are certainly some things that the commission has done, like new certificate envelopes for absentee voting that have gone through a very thorough statutory review, also ensuring that those certificates meet the implementation standards for recent litigation, and just making sure that they're more usable so that voters and witnesses are sure to provide the information that's required so that their ballots can be counted. And what the commission is doing and what the commission has done in previous elections is just ensuring people know how to engage with the election process, and that people know that you can observe any part of the election process, and making sure that those opportunities are well publicized. So whether you want to be a part of the tests that happen of the voting equipment before election day, or part of the audits that happen after election day, or part of watching the process as absentee ballots are counted at your polling place on election day, all of those things are publicly observable. And so the commission continues to encourage people to engage with the election process and see firsthand for yourselves how securely Wisconsin elections are run.
Megan Wolf, the Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator, thanks for joining us.